107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's September, and it's time once again to check in with the great people with Stratford Public Library, along with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide. It's time once again to find out our queer book of the month is for the month of September. Joining us on the phone line from Stratford Public Library, always great to check in with Heather Lister. Good morning, Heather.
Hello there, Jamie. How are you today?
Heather, doing great. Oh, my goodness. It's kind of back to school. It's back at it. And we're back, of course, with our Queer Book of the Month selection for the month of September. And Heather, what do you have for us? I understand it's an autobiography. Is that right?
Yeah, it's a new one as well. It's the book this month is called Page Boy, and it's by Elliot Page. Would you like me to tell you a little bit about it?
Well, absolutely.
We all remember the actor Ellen Page from the movie Juno, and that was about a pregnant teen trying to find an adoptive family for her baby. That was way back in 2007 that came out. Much critical acclaim. Quite a quirky, funny little movie. The actor Ellen Page later transitioned, and his name is now Elliot Page, and this is the story told by Page of that journey from 2007 to 2020 when he transitioned. It's a very no-holds-barred story, an unflinching look at his life and the struggle he had through bullying and self-doubt, and then the realization that he was definitely living in the wrong body. He's absolutely honest about his struggles he went through until he reached the point of deciding to transition. He was bullied. He was belittled by his stepmother. He never felt that he lived up to his birth mother's expectations of him, suffered eating disorders and self-harm. And it was finally in 2020 that he realized his life was under threat if he didn't transition. But it's a story of how he got to that realization. It's a fantastic story. It's written in what's called a non-linear style, which I didn't love so much. So at one point, you're in rural Nova Scotia at a cabin with him while he's reflecting on something, and then the next point, you're with him when he's a small child again. So that's a little confusing at times, but aside from that, it's a very strong story about what it means to be trans.
Again, the autobiography is called Page Boy. And Heather, I'm really quite taken with one line from the reviewer from the book where Page sums up his experiences by saying, "This is just his story. There are an infinite number of ways to be queer and trans, and my story speaks to only one."
Yeah, he makes it very clear that this is only his story, and other people would have dealt with their situation in a different way. And he also talks actually about Hollywood privilege and how he was wealthy enough to transition when he was absolutely ready, and that everybody else should be able to do that. But he talks about feeling lucky, and he shouldn't have to feel lucky, because trans people should be treated equally, treated the same as the rest of us and given the same options. And it's a great self-reflection and a very, very brave story.
And it is available at Stratford Public Library. This will certainly be a popular one. It's called Page Boy. And Heather, what's the best way to get access to this book?
Well, you can put the book on hold online, or just give us a call at the library and we'll put it on hold for you. We have several copies of it, so it shouldn't be too difficult to get hold of.
Perfect. Stratford Public Library and Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide presenting our Queer Book of the Month selection, Page Boy, for the month of September. And Heather, it's, as we talk about it, it's kind of back to school, back at it for the month of September, with big events coming up with Stratford Public Library.
Yeah, we're going into our fall programs now, Jamie, and it doesn't seem like fall weather at the moment, but we are going into fall, and On Mondays, we are back at Whale of the Tale, 6:30 to 7:30 in the auditorium. That's Monday evening. Also, I want to highlight New Neighbour Night, which is a great program we have for newcomers to Stratford. To come to the library auditorium, it starts on September the 13th, 6:30 till 8:00.
That's perfect. And can we do a shout out for Makerspace?
Absolutely. Makerspace is closed at the moment for a week, but our open labs start again on the 11th of September after this short break. Come in at 1, use our Makerspace. If you don't know what that is, we have all sorts of stuff, and I know that Eric and the staff would be only too pleased to explain it to you. Don't need to book. You just walk in.
And enjoy. And that we do. It's Stratford Public Library. SPLibrary.ca is the website for details. And again, find out about the Queer Book of the Month selection with Stratford Pride Community Center and Pride Guide and Stratford Public Library. Heather Lister with all the details. Heather, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for the review.
Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to talk about it, Jamie.